blow the full-time whistle, and it's all over here in Richmond Park at St. Pat's. 2, Finn Harps, 1. What a cracker of a game we had, but St. Pat's, the home team, have been the better of the two at the end of the day. In the last 5 minutes of the match, Finn Harps had to end this game with 10 players on the field after Liam McGinn's foul on Adam O'Reilly. It put them down to 10 men with a straight red card for the Finn Harps defender. Tunde Arumbi was threatening the Harps defence, where he was in the dying moments of the game. He was just barreling the Finn Harps defenders out of the way, but a tight angle one-on-one with goalkeeper James McKeown. He just put it out for a corner, but as we were breaking out, maybe in a bit of argy-bargy, you can't deny that St. Pat's were the better team of the day throughout. I suppose the only time Finn Harps were good during the match was in the opening 10 minutes, where they were better than the home side, but St. Pat's fought back in the early stages. Early goals coming from Chris Forrester and Anto Breslin were enough. Anto Breslin's first goal for the St. Pat's club, also with an assist. Brian McNamee put the team back to just one goal in it on the 24th minute across from Eric McWoods on the back post. He just hit it off the right foot. The St. Pat's defence were caught sleeping and he put it into the back of the net, but St. Pat's never really died out. There were threatening goal chances from Jamie Lennon, Owen Doyle, Barry Cotter and Adam O'Reilly, and you can just say at the end of the day that St. Pat's were the better team. It was very difficult, so it was for Harps. Remember, they did not have Ollie Horgan today on the sideline due to a one match suspension. But how does this change the league? Well, Finn Harps stay exactly where they are in that promotion relegation spot. UCD are just behind them, but we're getting news here from Richmond Park that Derry City are beating them on a scoreline of 3-0. So it really will come down to the final 8 games in the SSE Electricity. But today in Richmond Park, it was very disappointing as Finn Harps go back up to the northwest on a final scoreline of St. Pat's 2, Finn Harps 1.